grounded out to third. And they're 1-2, flying away backside, and nearly our TV broadcaster down there, Kevin, almost got it. But we haven't had one that has stayed in the press box, a foul ball. We had one that actually hit the monitor over there and didn't stay in, unfortunately. A ball, two strikes, and the 1-2 to Smith, and low of the zone, and bounces in the dirt, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Will Haberstock will look in the fifth delivery. Just outside for ball three now. So it's thrown three straight balls, and well, ball number four here comes. It would put the tying run at first. The 3-2 fouled inside. So Rafters held scoreless for five innings, and then Brendan Bobo, a three-run shot. The count runs at 3-2. The payoff from Haberstock, and a swing and a liner up the middle. Charging it is Brewer, and bounces in his face once again as Smith to first. And Brewer is a little shaken up. It bounced here, and he had trouble fielding that ball. It just went right up into his face as he looks to be okay. But that's another unfortunate bounce, a second time that's happened for the Rafters. So a kind of a low-moving ground ball that Brewer was charging it. But nonetheless, Smith, a base hit. So Kelson Johnson has walked, struck out looking, and flown out to center. Each team with seven hits now. Back in fourth game as showing punt as Johnson comes out for a ball, though. A 1-0 count. Johnson, University of St. Petersburg from Lithia, Florida, and shows bunt again, and a wild pitch that goes behind Smigalski on his way to second now as Smith puts a runner in scoring position. So a wild pitch, and that does not appear fortunate for the Rafters. Kelson Johnson 0 for 2. Nine hits this season. At second is Smith. And the 2-0 high for a ball. 3-0. So you have the tie run in scoring position at second. The 3-0 from Haberstock. Up above for ball four. Johnson to first. At second is Smith. And the Knox Spiders orchestrating an attack. Berrigan started his day off with a one-run RBI single to the left. He struck out swinging. He also grounded out to second. He's 1-for-3. Runners at first and second. Pops up a bunt. Haberstock dives out for it and makes the play. What a play there from Will Haberstock, showing bunt. That was big. So a pop out from Berrigan. Because if Haberstock doesn't get that ball, possibly he could have thrown the runner out at third. But nonetheless, Seth Sweetchick 0-for-3. Two away here, top seven. Haberstock fires and can't find the strike zone once more. Goes up above, 1-0. Sweetchick flew out to left, flew out to right, grounded out to third. So the first baseman will see the one on the check swing. First base umpire Hess said he did not go. 2-0. So two more balls here, walks Sweetchick, and we'll put the bases loaded. Graydon West up on deck. A 2-0, and Sweetchick hits a high popped up ball in foul territory on the left field side. 2-1. So 2-1 count on Sweet Chick. That's a 155, 16 hits. A Melbourne, Australia native. And you'll see the 2-1 and a swing and a miss. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. This would be big here for Haberstock, who hasn't recorded a strikeout yet. He's allowed a hit. Looking in, turns and fires a 2-2 swing and a miss. Sweet Chick goes down. Haberstock with a strikeout. It's his first of the day, two down, as Graydon West is due up. West, 0-for-1, has drawn two walks. He's also the second Doc Spider to cross home plate. He did so in the top of the six. So the fourth pitcher in the bullpen, Haberstock, 18 pitches, has allowed a hit and a strikeout, has walked a batter as well. On his way to third now, the throw on his way to second, and the throw from Smigelski, and he gets him. So going down is Johnson. We head to the bottom of the seventh, 3-2, Raptors in front.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
And back here on WFHR, Joey Fearn with you as Raptors in front 3-2. Sebastian Guzman on the mound once more. And he's gone 6 innings, 76 pitches, has allowed 7 hits, 3 runs, and all 3 of those have come earned off of a 3-1 shot for Bobo. 2 strikeouts as well. Each team with 7 hits. So Anthony Gallison now is due up. Flew out to center and struck out swinging. And Guzman will turn, and the first delivery way high and hits Gallison in the back as he's on his way to first. Gallison hit by a pitch. Chris Conniff is now due up. He's gotten on base twice today, but he's 1-for-2. He's had a base hit on a fielder's choice. Gallison having to shake that one off. Each team was 7 hits. Gallison at first, bottom 7. Conniff will set in. 35 hits for him in the throw to Gallison at first. So there is a Doc Spider pitcher warming up in the bullpen right now. We'll see. You know, when he'll bring him on, And Guzman sets and serves. Johnson was looking on his way to second, but sees the ball 1-0. So takes first ball, 1-0 count on deck. Stands Brewer. Conniff with the bat on his shoulder. He'll see the 1-0 and hit a low fly ball into left center, and that drops. Gallison gets to second, Conniff to first. His second base hit of the day. He's 2-for-3. So just like that, runners on first and second, up to 8 hits now. Guzman slowing down a little. 79 pitches. Has allowed 8 hits and 3 runs and 2 strikeouts as well. The first delivery here for Guzman. 2-2 on base, 1 in scoring position, no outs. Showing bunt is Brewer. Goes right to Guzman. Has trouble fielding. It goes up and in and throw to first and does not get him. So runners at first, second, and third. Guzman had trouble fielding that. And now Rafters have a chance to add to their lead. Bases loaded. Nobody down. And David Smigalski is due up. And this looks to be Doug Coe going to out towards the mound, and Guzman's day looks to be done. And yeah, they are going to pull him. So a new pitcher in storm for Fond du Lac. Bases loaded for the Rafters, no outs. A big chance for them. So I'll tell you, I mean, this team has started to come alive here in the sixth inning. Even before that, you know, you had Smigalski with a hit, Johnson popped out, and then Degatti with a base hit. So you had 2 hits, and then Bobo, which is a 3-run shot. He was the one that capped it off. But prior to that, you know, the bats started to get going. So that's good for the Rafters. 9 hits in comparison to the Knox Spiders, 7. Fond du Lac was in front for about 5.5 innings of this game. So a new pitcher in store for Fond du Lac. And this looks to be Tanner Smith at a Presbyterian College and the senior from Lawrence, South Carolina. So the Rafters have seen Smith before. Yeah, he's appeared in 17 games, a 1-2 record, 20 and a 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed 20 hits, 25 runs, but 33 strikeouts. Last time he appeared against the Rafters was back on July the 13th, went an inning, and that was about it. And then appeared against them back on June the 2nd, where he went 2 innings, allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, but 5 strikeouts. So the right-hander, one of the best Dock Spiders in the bullpen. So he's going to have to look to clean up the mess that Guzman has made here. This will be good for the Rafters. They can add to their lead. And Smith now, last time he appeared was, when you look at it, he's a guy that can come in and he can get it done. And last time he appeared was July the 21st against Lakeshore. When an inning, allowed 2 hits, 2 runs, but 4 strikeouts. Which I'm not sure is possible, 4 strikeouts, because he only won an inning. So how did he get 4 strikeouts? Well, we'll see what Smith can do. Infield shifted in for the Knox Spiders as David Smigalski, 1-for-2. And Smith fires in low for a ball. 1-0 lead, 1-0 count, 3-2 lead for the Rafters. As Gorman Berrigan, the second baseman and shortstop, have moved in. And the 1-0 high and outside, 2-0. 2-0 count. You have Brewer at first, at second is Conniff, and at third is Gallison. Smith sets the 2-0 home. Fouled away left side. 2-1. Two balls a strike. Bottom seven. No outs. Smith looks to 2-1 and hits him in the back. As Smigelski will take first, and that brings a run home in Gallison. And the Rafters double their lead. So top of the order with Ty Johnson. Rats have a chance to really pull away in this game. The bats have been slow, but then the sixth inning, and now back-to-back innings with at least a run, but they're not done yet. So Smith here on Johnson. 4-2. Rafters in front. The set and serve. Smith deals in a strike. Now on one. Runners at first, second, and third. Looking in is Smith. The 0-1 to Johnson, a swing and a ball cracked into center. Heading back, Cooney is under it. Looking to take off from third now is Conniff on his way. As a throw now to the cutoff man, Berrigan throws back to second. And Conniff gets home. Brewer to second. Smigelski stays at first. Rafters in front, 5-2. So a sack fly RBI. And Degatti's due up. Degatti 2-for-3. Rafters 3 runs in the 6th, 2 runs here in the 7th. Smith will set in. He'll look on Degatti and serve low to ball, 1-0. Rafters have a chance here. They've already added 2 runs. And now the key is, can you get more and really try to put this game out of reach? A 1-0 from Smith. Degatti, a popped up ball into right field, chasing after. Does it stay fair and does not? Sweetchick was almost there. One and one. A ball and a strike with one down. A 1-1 up above the zone on a ball. 2-1. 2 balls a strike. A swing and a high fly ball. That's dropped into Berrigan at short and makes the grab. So 2 down. So Smigelski at first, at second. Is Brewer, as Brendan Bobo is due up, 2 down. Had a home run yesterday and now 1 today. As Tanner Smith will set in. So has 1 home run away from tying the all-time Northwoods League record in home runs. So 1-0 count, 2 down. 27 home runs. Bubba will see the 1-0 from Smith, and a swing and a high fly ball drifting into left field at the warning track is Strickler and makes the grab a couple feet away. Bubba was close, but Rafters get 2 runs. We head to the top of the 8th, 5-2. Rafters in front.
that's not a single season record. That's just like a full.
Yeah. Yeah, full on record. It's 20, the record's 28. So back here, top of the eighth inning, as the Rafters in front 5-2, excuse me, as two runs for them in the seventh. So a big opportunity to continue back to winning ways around the Northwoods League right now. You have Kokomo in a dominant performance over Wausau 5-1. That's good for Wisconsin Rapids because each team has a 9-10 record. Here in the second half, you have Madison jumped back up in front against Lakeshore. They lead 3-2, so the first place team looking to keep winning, as you have Green Bay, who's also 9-10, but they've already clinched a first half playoff berth. They're up 6-1 against Battle Creek, as Haberstock will go to work again here on Graydon West, who's 0-1 with a run. Two walks. And a swing and a ball that goes past Brewer in the left field. And Graydon West, a base hit for him, and that starts things off for the Dock Spiders, as they definitely have some ground to make up. Rafters in front three runs. As Parker Knoll had a base hit and was walked twice. He's 1-1. So Fond du Lac was in front for 5.5 innings. Haberstock fires fouled out right backside 0-1. So, I mean, when you look at that, it was 5 scoreless innings of baseball for the Rafters, and then a 3-run shot from Bobo followed up with 2 runs. So the bats are starting to flow. The runs are starting to come in, more importantly. And the 0-1 to Knoll, and a swing and a miss, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. No 2 count. That first is West. The 0-2 from Haberstock, and missing low and a drop third strike, but he's going to get out. Knoll. So Knoll goes down, swinging. And top of the order with Connor Cooney, who struck out swinging twice and got on base on a fielder's choice, but nonetheless, he's 0-4. So Haberstock has done well. He's gotten an inning and a third. 23 pitches, has allowed 2 hits, but 2 strikeouts. As looks like this is going to be a balk here. The pickoff attempt was deemed a balk for Haberstock. That puts a runner in scoring position. So Matt Beaver, the home plate crew chief, and made that decision. At second is West, and Haberstock goes to work and sees a strike at a changeup down the plate at 77, 0-1. Yo, 1 count. Cooney, the 0-1, paints a zone for a strike, 0-2. 1 gone. No balls, 2 strikes. The 0-2. low on the way, Paul, on a way of the zone and a ball, 1-2. So ball, two strikes. With one down here, top of the eighth. Haberstock looks at second and serves the 1-2 to Cooney and gets him out looking. Cooney goes down. As that's his third time he's been struck out today. Haberstock up to three strikeouts, which ties Bachmore for the most on the day. So through four pitchers, there has been eight combined strikeouts, three from Bachmore, three from Haberstock, and one from Ancerwitz and Foe. So Jack Gorman now. We had a one-run RBI double his last time up in the left field. One away. And then Haberstock once more going to work. Looks like Julian Tristan will be here to close out the game. Another Northwoods League All-Star leads the team in saves. So he's warming up in the bullpen, rightfully so. Two down. The 0-1 from Haberstock. Outside on a ball. A ball and a strike, two down, a 1-1 count. The 1-1 and a popped up ball sliced away right field side, out of play. A 1-2. So Haberstock looking to be the Rafters pitcher for the highest number of strikeouts today, if he can get one here. He'll look in. Sets the 1-2 and a swing and a ball popped into left field. Gallison looks back at it, tracks it down and makes the grab at the warning track for the third out. So the bottom of the eighth we go. Rafters in front, 5-2, as they'll be up to bat now.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning as Orlando Lordoy is due up. So Lordoy, 1-for-3 with a strikeout. He's been good. He struck out his first time up, but he flew out to left and then got a base hit. But was caught stealing at second. So the Panamanian, it's his turn now. And Tanner Smith, with 12 pitches, sets in and serves in a strike. 0-1. Well, one count on Lordoy. Smith turns, winds, and delivers, and a ball goes low. And looks like Lordoy was hit by a pitch. As looks like he said might have hit the ground instead. Or no. So now they say he's on to first and was hit by a pitch. So a late call there for Matt Beaver. I don't think he knew, as Kirk Schreider going out there and talking to him. So Schreider a little bit pissed, a little mad. Lordoy at first. Broussard, who grounded out to third, or grounded out to short, and a base hit. Lordoy at first, and setting in and throwing to Smith. Broussard has to back away and sees a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Lordoy at first, and now the throw and the pickoff attempt, and nearly there. So Lordoy hit by a pitch. The 1-0 to Broussard. And while that paints the zone, just barely at a strike, 1-1. 1-1 count. On deck is Gallison. Two ground outs and a base hit for Broussard. He'll see the 1-1 and a swing and a high hit ball in the left field, though. Strickler tracks it down, and Broussard flies out. So Gallison flew out to center, struck out swinging, was also hit by a pitch. So no hits on two at-bats, but has got a run. One of five Rafters to cross home plate. One gone. So at first is Lordoy. Here, two away. Looking in is Smith. Steps, turns, and fires. Gallison, a fly ball in the left field. Strickler grabs it out and makes the grab. But once again, Gallison, great contact. Wasn't able to see that drop. So back-to-back flyouts to Strickler in left. Chris Conniff, 2-for-3 on his last day in a Raptors uniform. So possibly his last at-bat as a Rafter. 2-for-3 with a run. He's had a great day. So 37 hits in total, 23 RBIs, 24 runs, and a home run. He sees a strike, 0-1. So Chris Conniff, last year batted at 250, has just been a reliable guy all season long, has played any position in the infield, has gotten hits when you needed him to. Just a solid all-around player, and we'll surely miss Chris because he'll be headed back home and off to Wagner again, where he was an All-Northeast Conference selection this past season. Was an absolute beast for them. Batted a 369 as a ground ball that just pulls out right side on the first baseline. He also had 99 putouts and 128 assists in the field for Wagner. So best of luck, and we wish Chris the best of luck on his way as the 1-2 outside, but he's not done yet. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Tanner Smith will look in. The 2-2 to Conniff, and bounces behind Johnson on his way to second. Now is Lordoy. And it goes out for, looks like a ball. 3-2. So the count runs full with two down. Lordoy at second. Conniff will set in now. Three balls, two strikes. The full count serve, and Conniff fouls it backside. Conniff in the fielding side has been great. He's had 181 total catches, 68 putouts, 103 assists. He's been a part of 25 double plays. So the count runs at 3-2. Two down, Lordoy at second. Smith sets, turns, the payoff. A swing and a ground ball that goes towards Sweetchick away from the bag, running to it before Conniff gets there. So he gets Conniff down. We head to the top of the ninth. Three more outs for the Rafters, and they'll sweep the series and move on to three straight wins. Can they do it? Find out next here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You don't know
my garden. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
I think there's we back here in the top of the ninth inning as Rafters in front 5-2. As Julian Tristan now will take over and look to record his ace save. He's at 17 innings of work, a 2-1 record, 15 games, as he's had 13 hits, 9 runs, and 15 strikeouts. Looking for his eighth save of the season. So a 4.24 ERA, the Irvine, California native. And he'll throw in the ball 1-0 on Strickler. His last save he picked up was against Lakeshore back on July the 6th. He'll set high in the throw from and the hit from Strickler out and away 1-1. So this was a game where Rafters were down basically for 5.5 innings as Fondelec doubled their lead in the top of the sixth, and then a 3-run shot from Bobo in the bottom half of the sixth to put it up 3-2, and they did not look back from there. 2 runs in the seventh. They lead 5-2, and the 2-1 is Strickler, and flies this away left side. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Just low of the zone at a ball, 3-2. The count runs full here. Julian Tristan comes set. He turns, winds the payoff. Outside for ball four. Strickler will be on his way to first. So starts it off with a walk as Paul Smith now will step in. He's 2-for-3. He's had a great day. He's walked. Walked, got a base hit, grounded out to third, and then got another hit. As Tristan serves out for a ball, 1-0. So if Smith gets on, if he walks, gets a hit, whatever it is, that would put the tying run up at the plate. And there's a strike, 1-1. The count runs at 1 apiece. A ball and a strike. And looks off over at first. And 1-1. Tristan, the third delivery, low. And a ball this time that comes in at 88, a fastball. He couldn't work it into the zone. So 2 balls, a strike. Tristan goes to work again, and Smith flies it out left side. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A 2-2 count. And the 2-2, and a line drive above the head of Broussard into right field on his way to third now. Darting towards there is Strickler. Runners at the corners, and the Knox Spiders in business. So the tying run now at the plate. Smith gets his third hit of the day. He's at first. At third is Strickler. And now this brings up Kelson Johnson, who's walked twice, 0 for 2. So Tristan going to have to regather himself and stay composed. Tristan fires to Johnson and flies right side. Tying run now at the plate. Julian Tristan, their closer, and has been their guy all season long. And the 0-1 home, high and away at a ball, 1-1. A ball and a strike for Tristan. The Westcliff product. The 1-1 and a swing and a miss, 1-2. And he finished up his redshirt senior year. He had 10 appearances with a game started for Westcliff. A 2-2 record of 3.91 ERA. Also had 23 innings of work. The 1-2 to Johnson and fouled right side and just dug into the grass. He allowed 28 hits and 18 runs, though, but had 21 strikeouts. So a guy with 15 strikeouts here and serves in low and a ball down to the dirt, 2-2. What you can't have here is a walk or a hit. Surely a hit brings a runner home. A walk would put the bases loaded. 2-2 and a swing and a ball lifted into left field. Drops before Gallison can get there. A run scores in Strickler. And now it's a 5-3 ball game. Fond du Lac now has a tying run at first. An RBI single. And there from Johnson, Drew Berrigan, 1-for-4 with an RBI. This looks to be Levi Jensen, the catcher, who's now out there. And well, the leading run now at home plate. Doc Spiners have now out hit the Rafters 10-9. So a base hit into left field. For Johnson, Drew Berrigan, a shortstop. You have Tristan is going to have to set in. There's no outs. Runners at first and second. Broussard, the first baseman, shifted in as a bouncer that just goes right field side. Johnson at first. At second is the DH, Paul Smith. And there's a strike that comes in 0-2. So Rafter still looking for his first out. It would be big because a 5-3 lead, the 0-2. Strike three down the plate. Tristan gets him in three straight strikes. As Berrigan goes down looking. Seth Sweetchick 0-for-4 with a strike count. Doc Spider's not going down without a fight. One down. Has a swing and a miss on Sweetchick, 0-1. So Tristan gets him there on a fastball at 88. Starting to find some rhythm about him. One gone. The 0-1 to Sweetchick. Inside of the ball. 1-1. Rafters can win this game. It would sweep the Doc Spiders and be winners of three straight after losing five in a row. As Tristan having a word with his catcher, Levi Jensen now. A ball, a strike, in and out. The 1-1 is the count. Swiecik has not gotten a hit today. He's been struck out. He's flown out to left, flown out to right. He's grounded out to third. Tristan on the first base side of the rubber. Looks, and a swing and a miss. The 1-2. So Tristan finding some rhythm. A ball, two strikes, one down. One strike away here for making it the second out. And outside at a ball, fastball above the strike zone, 2-2. Count is at two apiece. At first is Johnson, at second is Smith. The 2-2 home, swing and a miss. Swiecik reached out for it on the right side, and now three more strikes, puts this game away. Graydon West has the potential to be the last batter of the afternoon. He's 1-for-2 with a run. He's been walked twice. So he's been disciplined at the plate. So Tristan now up to two straight strikeouts. Two gone. A run is scored for the Knox Spiders. Tristan working in. Fires on West and a curveball low. A 1-0. Brushes the bottom part below the strike zone. Tristan looks, sets the 1-0 to West and pops out right side. Two strikes away. Julian Tristan looking for his day save of the season. Headed to Traverse City. As the 1-1 to West. And a miss low, 1-2, but nonetheless, a Smith gets to third. Puts runners at the corners. One strike away. A ball, two strikes. At first is Johnson, at third is Smith. Tristan will come set. He'll turn and fire high in a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A run for the Knox Spiders here in the ninth. But Tristan has a chance to get the save and close it out. And a 2-2 home. Sweeps low of the dirt in for a ball. 3-2. So Graydon West, the third baseman, staying alive. And the count runs full. Here we go. Tristan will come set with the ball tucked in his glove. He'll work in. Kicks, winds, and the payoff home. And a ball that gets away from Jensen. Nonetheless, it's ball four. So West to first, and Parker Knoll, who started his day off with a base hit into right field, is due up. Tying run now in scoring position at second. Bases loaded, and the Raptors put it away. Two gone. So Tristan will look in. First delivery in four strike. You know, one got him on a fastball at 88. Tristan works a lot of fastballs in. He goes to his curves at times, and he'll throw the 1-1 and a swing and a miss inside. Knoll jabbed at it down low, and now it's 0-2. Here we go. No balls, two strikes. Bases loaded. Two down, top of the ninth. The 0-2 from Tristan up high and above the zone at a ball. A 1-2, and again, another fastball at 89 this time. You have West at first. At second is Johnson, and at third is Paul Smith, the DH. Parker Knoll down 1-2 in the count. Way outside, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Tristan just looking for that last ball to go across the plate. Can he get it done here? Tristan will come set. He turns, kicks the 2-2 home, swing and a miss, and that does it. Julian Tristan gets it done, records his eighth save as the Raptors win 5-3 A big win for them. A come-from-behind win as they were down 2-0 this game. And, you know, they came back, five unanswered runs. It was a big win for them. They are now winners of three straight. They get back to 500 in the second half, 10-10 in the second half, as it was just a much-needed win before the All-Star break. So they won against Battle Creek, sweep this series. They improved to 30-25 overall. So when you look at that, like, hey, this team is in business right now. They're right there in the standings. Madison won the first game against Lakeshore 3-2. You had Wausau lose 5-2, and then you have Green Bay up 14-2 over Battle Creek. But it really doesn't matter with Green Bay. You know, they've already clinched their first half. So when you look at it, the Dock Spiders fall to 10-11. The Raptors 10-10. They now improve to second in the Great Lakes West Division. But this will be the last time that we'll be, I guess, off air for a while. We won't be back till Thursday. Raptors are at Wausau at a 6:35 game at Athletic Park. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Raptors have off except for five Northwoods League All-Stars. We wish the best to Rosencrantz, Graham, Ty Johnson, Julian Tristan, and Brendan Bobo. So those five are off to Traverse City. So excited for them, and we wish them the best of luck at Turtle Creek Stadium. But for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, for the players, coaches, and staff, for a Raptors win, for everybody at the studio at WFHR for making this happen, my name is Joey Fear saying so long. We'll see you Thursday night in Wausau. Have a good rest of your day, everybody.
All right, we've got to...
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Every day. Substituting for a drill. And having all these little kindergarten kids have to, you know, the teacher's directing them where to go in the classroom, and the teachers are directing them how to hide. Jerome, you went through this, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is heartbreaking. We spent class time going, practicing, walking from the school to the site where you would be gotten to your parents because it wasn't safe at the school. We walked the mile down from my high school to the little sports complex nearby. And that's how we spent an afternoon. We're supposed to be learning. But instead, yeah, and this is wasting administrators' time too. Somebody had to type up that document. There's people that are professional school safety officers. That is a career that people have, trying to figure out what's going to happen. And we know what the solution is. It's preventing children that shouldn't have guns from getting guns. That's scary, and I think it's draconian that that's the way that we have to live.
So can you tell us a little more about the 80% Coalition? We just have a minute or so left here.
Yeah, I'm happy to. So Wisconsin is following an organizing model that's been used in other states, trying to use coalition-based organizing to unite the 80% of Wisconsinites that find it unacceptable. We don't pass common sense gun reform. So the coalition is made up of all of the largest Milwaukee area religious institutions. A bunch of them have signed on. We have all of these actual gun violence prevention organizations, some adjacent advocacy groups. It's all of these groups that are coming together, even professional organizations. There's an organization of doctors that have joined because they're sick of treating, you know, these trauma surgeons. They don't want to be treating these bodies that are being mutilated by weapons of war that were purely designed to kill, yet we sell them to our citizens. So the coalition comes together. We ensure that our U.S. senators, that our congressional representatives, and that our state officials are aware that this is what the people want. We're able to provide resources to the different state leg staffs and just generally get information to literally over a million represented people by the groups that are part of the coalition. So it's something that I'm proud to work on.
So for our time is up here, I just want to say, first of all, to our listening audience, that I hope you were moved by this story, and I hope that you will pick up that phone, meet with your legislators, and make those phone calls at the federal level as well as at your local level, because I think the wind is blowing in our direction, and our youth certainly need us to step up and work with them. It can't be them alone doing this work. So I'm hoping that that helps. I also want to take a minute to thank a shout out to my family. It's been very hard and very difficult. And I do want to send a message. You know, it was nothing they did. They were a loving family. They cared about their kids. The girls loved their dad. Just, it was very hard to figure all of that out. So a shout out to Emily and Kylie and all the rest of the family for what they're going through right now. And it could be avoided. So tonight, I dedicate this to Derek. May he rest in peace, though. And I hope that we can save some other lives by doing this. So thank you all so very much. I want you to know that Civic Media is going to run these podcasts, I think, on the weekends and starting now, because they're going to be our sponsor for the Bird on a Wire on Tour podcast coming up in the future. So the thanks to all of you for coming tonight. Your support, your interest, your activism is what gives me hope. How about you, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, we have a podcast listeners won't know. There's 20 people sitting behind the camera that we're probably awkwardly making eye contact with. Might look a little weird to you all, but we're glad that they're here. And I'm excited to see lots of people engaging in gun violence prevention right now, because it's what's going to make a difference. It's going to shift the paradigm.
So thank you all very much.
We hope you enjoyed listening to Bird on a Wire on Civic Media, and that you're inspired to take action on issues you care about. For more episodes, visit us at civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Ann Bird. Thanks for listening.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR local.